Greetings from the Holy Mountain. All right. We are doing a recap of the core meditation practices covered so far. Something you can follow through, a bit of a walkthrough, a little bit of gloss explanation as well. All right. So you want to have your meditation place ready, using whatever that's available. Make for yourself a little peaceful spot. If you have a fabric you can put on the floor, that's fine. Whatever that you have, use that. Don't have water here, not sprinkling water. I'm simply breathing in, breathing out. I have taken a bath of prana, of wind, of air. Come to a state of clean as it gets for the moment, good enough. And I'm ready to park down and start my session, all right? So here, all right? And take a couple of easy, natural breaths. Bring yourself into the zone, having sat down. You are breathing all the way down. You are settling down to the seat of meditation underneath you. At this point, the rest of the world means nothing for the duration. We are simply here, we are present for our practice. Remember your intention. I am here to purify my body, my heart, my thoughts. I am here to evolve as a human being, to be of benefit for others, for myself in equal measure, to be at peace, to be joyful, to be real, authentic in my inner core. In here, I sit with the elements, earth, my flesh and bones, the earth beneath me, water flowing in my body, every liquid, fire, my metabolic energy, the heat, transformations in my biological being, fire also in the mind, fire on different levels, and the wind, my breath, and also the wind coursing throughout my body internally, a subtle wind, and also the wind in the air that I breathe, the prana coming in, the prana going out, the breath of life. I am all of this. I am their embodiment, and I am here to cultivate and to culminate my existence. Freestyle invocation. The point being, establish your intention. All right? Then we are ready to get into the zone. Again, with simple, natural breath, closing your eyes, hands as you wish. At the beginning and end of each breath, as in the intervals after exhalation, pause, after inhalation, pause. There is a beautiful peace and stillness that is found in the gaps between the pushing and pulling of the breath. Likewise, in the gaps between the pushing and pulling of this dual polarized existence. Find those still spots, find that space in which the underlying actuality, the underlying potency, can present itself before your concentrated and tranquil mind. We are doing all of this practice in order to establish a certain foundation, a certain baseline. And through the practice of mantra, through the practice of breathing and the focalities in our bodies, we are preparing, we are creating a sequence of practice. There are certainly more advanced practices. There are certainly deeper states of stillness and concentration. However, you cannot jump from here to here. You have to build your stairs. Some practices are potentially hazardous. Others are simply impossible because you do not have the preconditions, the basis for those practices. So patiently, we practice the good, solid, basic stuff that establishes our foundation. This is a walkthrough, but I am splicing the walkthrough with little glosses to give you insight into what's going on. Okay? Having taken my breaths, I am present. Now let me start with my basic mantra. We've looked at different modalities. I would suggest as your staple for you specifically, still working on capturing your mind, use a dual pitch, lower to higher as the baseline. You may do this longer. I will do this for as long as is required for a simple illustration. All right? Soham, soham, soham. You may continue. At this point, if you wish, if you feel that you are not distracted, you may also repeat this without vocalization, simply as the faintest whisper while holding the mantra strongly in your mind. Okay? You will not hear what I'm doing, but trust me, I'm doing it. In here, you may do the mantra both on the inhale and on the exhale. Okay? There is a much more significant accumulation specifically in the mind. You are becoming more internalized. Apply this if you are in a frame of mind where it's feasible. If not, simply continue with the sound. Okay? For as long as you wish with this practice. But try to hit at least like a dozen or so or 20, whatever, more than 2 or 3 minutes, all right? Then we are looking at the fields that I mentioned earlier. At this point, I am not going into the correlations between elements and yaya, or how the more particular chakras or psychoenergetic centers are derived from the cardinal fields of your energy. Explore to your experience. One, chest, heart, over here. This field, bring your attention here. We will do that with mantra in a particular pitch. We will also do that with breath, momentarily. Number one, in here, okay? Into your broader chest area, a broad area, not tiny points, a broad area. Chest wide sensation, feeling, attention. Then, abdominal area, from your ribcage down, bordering on your pubis, your genitals. Over here, this particular area, your metabolic center, your input, digestion, output mechanism through which your body accumulates and generates energy, transforms substances. This area, all right? Attend there. Next, from the waist down, buttocks, anus, perineum, legs, and so on are earthly base, a field of attention. Come there. And finally, the cranial cerebral area, throat upwards, another relevant field of attention. These four are plenty at this time. And these four are brought together as the great fifth, the union of your fields. All right? We'll take it with mantra first. Try to find a pitch that you can feel resonating in your chest, in your heart. Put your palm here if you want to feel that there is actual physical resonance, physical vibration happening. Find the pitch and seek a pure, continuous sound. So take advantage of the quiet during your inhalation. Keep your attention here. Feel the presence growing before you pour the mantra out again. Next. Soham. 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 Use the arms, use the hands, don't use them as you see fit. They can help you retain the attention in a particular location. Next, down below. Inhaling. Feel the inhalation all the way to the seat underneath you, or as deep and as low as it goes. And from that point outward, draw the sound out. Soham. Soham. As you heard here, I am looking for the pure sound, but sometimes I may do a slight modulation. And so on, in order to gently push and pull, assert the presence there, to draw my mind there, and to ripple sensations into being. Okay? Next. Head cranial. The high field. Breathing in as if your brain were your lungs. Suham. Suham. Okay, you may feel vibrations all the way from your base of skull across, all around your cranium, possibly here, possibly lateral, temporal. That may vary. Your mileage may vary depending on your set and setting. There is always something new. Attend to what is old and constant. Attend to what is new while you are doing this. Acknowledge, don't pursue, but acknowledge the experience while the experience is happening. You are the witness of your experiences. You are the overseer of this psychophysical whole in the form of a human being with the elements of nature cycling, interacting. The external and the internal world. All right? We've touched on our fields with sound. For clarity, each of these with sound. If you want, if you are tired of the complexity of your simple little mantra, use basic sound. Vowels, ah, oh, okay? The samples, one from each. Okay? An option. Adapt as necessary. Then we return to silence. Mantra has been used as the initial catalyst to withdraw our mind into our inner spheres, our inner fields of awareness, our inner centers of being. We come to the breath alone. Take a few simple, deep, natural breaths while feeling the orb of your presence, all of your energy, everything that you have touched upon. Be present as your entire being. Then attention is drawn to your chest center, your chest field of awareness and presence. When you inhale, attention stays here. You may use your hands, your arms, to guide the feeling of the breath. I will do that. You should do that in the beginning. And when you have a feeling of the breath being directed to where it's supposed to go, you may let your arms rest, any position. Etc. And simply attend to breath and the field of energy, including the biological aspect. If you feel your heart beating, if you feel your lungs contracting and expanding, if you feel sensations in your intestines, in your stomach, if you feel something in your colon, in your buttocks, if you feel sensations in your mouth, in your senses, in the head, in the brain, cranium. All of those are a part of the field, and they are all valid fields of attention, okay? But primarily, attend to the breath touching that area. The breath is the revealer of the contents. When breath enters, there is a certain luminosity and presence in the breath. The light of prana, if you will, a luminous vital force that is brought to different parts of your being via breath and via your directed attention. All right? So, here. Exhaling. Inhaling, the arms and the hands go toward you. Exhaling, obviously, out. Do not mechanically move your arms. Try to find the feeling and the flow and the dance of your breath, the dynamic of your breath. Enjoy the process. Dance with your vital energy. Dance with your practice into your chest. Now in here, you may come to notice that the dynamic is slightly different. In here, we had a very flowing Tai Chi-esque presence. There is much water in here, there is much softness in here, there is much kindness in here. There is a different realm, a different dimension, if you will. In here we are entering the dimensions of being. It's a bit more sharp and fiery there. Not because I make it so by design, but because that is the sensation and the feeling, the presence and the dynamic that arises from this particular field. Okay? The movements do not have to be identical. Don't be a robot. Live with the energy. Sometimes, like this, sometimes, any whichever way that you may do it, we have diversity, and the diversity is the beauty of our practice. Diversity is the beauty of existence. Unity in diversity is what we practice here. All right? Root. Ground field down under. You are breathing all the way. Deep and down. If you want, you can even clench your buttocks. As here, you may draw in or determine your abdomen. In here, you may open your chest. Subtle physical movements that help you bring attention to a particular place. All right? Root, ground. In here, ground is not spread out. Ground comes in and further sinks in, okay? Ground has gravity. Stillness and presence. Your body may even drop down, touch the ground, feel the stillness of earth, sink down, immovable like a rock, okay? From here, these two are a coupling, like water and fire, the interplay, and again, ground. And heaven are a coupling, the great axis of our being. We touch the earth in absolute stillness and we rise to the celestial sphere of our high awareness. In here, we inhale the expanse of the world. We are the embodiment of the great cosmos, of cognition, the great living cosmos of awareness, sentience, the diversity, all contained within our great orb. Awaken. Okay? And you may feel that there is a grace, a halo, or an aura radiating from behind you in this particular practice, in the concentration on the high cerebral field. You may feel the presence rising from your body, the fields that you have cultivated, like a dragon or a serpent guarding your journey. These are experiences that are illustrated in iconographies. Don't become a painting. Become the living experience. Let the energy be present, live, manifest, shape itself into countless forms. See what you are made of, see what you may become. All of this in your orb of pure being. Breathing again. Holding your breath and feeling, experiencing yourself as a whole. In cardinal fields of awareness, as a whole, an integral being, and exhaling again. Okay? If you want, you can also do the mantra or the sound on a particular field, followed by breathing and attention before moving on to the next field. That is an option. You can splice them, breath, mantra, breath, mantra, as in mantra, breath, mantra, breath, mantra, breath, mantra, breath, or mantra, 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 breath, 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 breath. If you feel that you need the variety, then splice them. If you feel that you wish to be present with only the sound or only the breath and attention, then do a type of practice at a time. Group them separately. Those are options. In here, there is a general guideline, but you have the freedom of choice. You have the responsibility to evaluate your condition and your present ability and to adapt the means available to you to match your present condition. Your present condition is not constant. You have to always adjust. Do the things that work for your current condition. All right? And the more regularly you practice, the stronger and more consistent your foundation becomes. At this point, we are still putting in bits and pieces, rocks, beams of metal, prepping the foundation. There is no foundation yet. We're building the foundation. If you want to grow, if you want to get into the loftier realms of being, you have to get your foundation together. Because on that foundation, and only on that foundation, further things can be established. Now, when will I experience this and that? Well, that's entirely dependent on when your foundation is ready and when you have the next spectrum of methods, the next spectrum of capacity, capability present within you. I cannot inject that into you. You have to cultivate the basis on which things happen. Okay? So this is an overview of what we're doing at this time. Combination of the practices we've discussed. And here in closing, we return to breath, to self-reflection, feeling the field of sensations in our entire body. Simply calm, natural breathing, present, satisfied, hopefully, possibly distressed, that's fine. These are all physical, mental phenomena that we acknowledge as present, as the outcome or the echo of this particular session of practice. And we absorb it and we remember it. We record it, we encode it into our being as a milestone, a component in our evolution, in our progress. All of this adds up to something. All right? And then we are done. Thank you. And what I've done here, may that be of benefit to me as unto all other beings, and may my wisdom and ability grow. The closing affirmation. With this, we are done for a session, and we are ready for another day of or another episode of activity in our lives. Practice once, practice twice, practice all day long, practice just a little bit. Entirely up to you. But try to make space for it. Try to make priority for it. Doesn't have to override everything, But it also shouldn't be at the bottom of the list of priorities where everything else comes first. Just keep gradually upping the priority and you will find that there is a certain peace and enjoyment you find in making it a daily affair. Okay? With that, we conclude. Keep going.